Walt Disney World memory number 184, Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hello and welcome to Memory 184 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Alright, who else is following the upcoming opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar, closely? I know I am. I'm one of the few people I think that really actually liked the movie in the first place, and I could easily see the connection to Disney's Animal Kingdom also. It seems natural to connect this story with Disney's Animal Kingdom, and Walt Disney World needed that experience that transports you into a place that doesn't actually exist, similar to that park down the street, you know? This is where the corporate competition benefits us, the consumer, I think, and we get to see and feel something that we've never had before. May 27 can't come soon enough. Not that I'll be going anytime soon myself. But in the meantime, we can enjoy the memories we've already created in the parks while we dream of the ones that we'll create soon enough. As before, it's a cool morning at the end of January 2015. We are at the end of a week-long trip to Walt Disney World with my extended family. It's been a great time, and the weather couldn't have been more amazing. The morning is a little cool again, but it'll be climbing throughout the day. We'll join the memory as we finish spinning around Dinoland USA a couple of times on Triceratops Spin with the kids. We have FastPass Plus reservations for an upcoming show of Nemo the Musical, and the rest of the family will be joining us there, but in the meantime, we don't want to just do too many rides and shows without the whole family and things that they might enjoy too. So originally we thought we'd head to Kilimanjaro Safari, which is one of those attractions I could do multiple times in a day, but we got distracted along the way, and we end up taking advantage of the great things about the Animal Kingdom, and that's the animals. We'll stop for a bit and watch the Siamang apes, then the white-cheeked gibbons as they jump and play around their amazing habitats before we continue on to the Maharaja Jungle Trek instead. It's attractions like this that give me the confidence that Pandora will be an amazing experience. As we wander by the Siamang apes, they draw us in and we get lost in their world so easily that it completely changes our focus. After talking with the cast member there about the apes, we have to go find their cousins now, the white-cheeked gibbons, and from there, we have to find some more animals. See, stuff like this is how the Animal Kingdom was meant to be experienced, and should be. Take your time, explore a path, go find an animal, and get lost for 30 minutes in the world of animals. You'll be glad you did. So as always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our newly redesigned wdw-memories.net website. That's right, the site has been updated and much more mobile friendly this time, so please come check it out and tell me what you think. Thank you to all of those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, you name it. This helps increase the visibility of our podcast and provides people with an idea of how great it is. Now, today's memory is in binaural once again, so I suggest putting on your headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we stroll through the park, absorbing the true meaning of the Animal Kingdom. You don't think so? I'm so not going on that. There's one coming up. Nope. This maybe goes 30 or 35. It's faster than Big Thunder. You don't have to. Actually, I think she can. 44. That was 48. This is 44. Come here, Susie. Excuse me. Can I slip through? Excuse me. I'm sorry. See if your head bumps. Her head bumps. You can ride it if you want to. I didn't say bump it hard. I told her to bump it and she bumped it and she goes, that hurt my head. I didn't tell you to bump it hard. Are you okay? Hopefully soon, they said they'll be here in time. Oh, they're done with it. What's the trick, Susie, if they have tails that are ape?
Oh my goodness, do you know? You know the monkey ape secret?
Yeah.
If it doesn't have a tail, it's an ape. You're right. Give me a big high five. You are a primate expert. Oh, very cool. All right, you guys can scoot in really close and take a look at them. I just got over there. The water just kind of acts as a natural barrier. They don't like the water.
Are there just two of them?
There's three. There's the two twin daughters over here, and then their father is up there. He was just kind of laying down before. He's hanging out up there.
Kind of waking up for the day.
The mother was a little temperamental, so she's still here in the park. She's just kind of off show. But they're trying to reintroduce her back into the family, see what their family dynamic will be. But the father has done a great job raising these two. He has actually kind of done the impossible almost. Has potty trained the two twin girls. He has this very clean temple. These are the two kids, the two twin girls. Was I spinning around a lot?
How old are these twins?
They're around 5 and 1 to us. And then the father is around 10.
I'm not
that. Is that the father of the couple? Yeah, right up there.
Okay. Yeah, look.
And there's actually a family of white-cheeked gibbons, like, around this bend back towards the Maharaja Jungle Track, and it's a family of four. It's a mother, a father, and then their two sons, and one of the sons will be 1 year old in February. So he is very small, they're very neat to watch. So it's just kind of around the corner. Definitely check them out. They will probably be just as active as these guys.
She just went flying down. It looked like she was not going to touch everything.
Tag.
Any twin girls that do.
So what are these? What's...
They are Siamang apes.
Okay.
So they're native to Southeast Asia. They suffer from deforestation out in the wild. So that's why here we have a lot of stuff for them to play on, get into. Actually, yesterday they were doing construction on this temple, just moving around some poles, putting in some new like ladder runs, just to make sure they're always like mentally stimulated, which is pretty cool. So far, we haven't tricked them yet. No, they're doing a really good job of holding on to everything, and that's because their arms can go around in a full 360 without having to kind of do that shoulder thing that we have to do.
Like this way?
So, this way.
Without the weird.
No torn rotator cuffs, nothing like that.
They are so cool looking.
They make it look really easy to do. And their arm span is also a little bit longer than the length of their bodies. So that helps. The family of white pink gibbons is around kind of this bend. You're going to follow it towards the directions over there. And you'll see another temple that's pretty similar to this. And they might be just as active as possible. Oh, you need to watch.
So is there a time of day that they tend to be more active?
Do they get along with the ducks?
I'm not, but Cecilia, around this corner you'll see a carpet there, and then you're very welcome. Usually in the mornings they are a little bit more active because they'll wake up and instead of yawning they will launch this sound, and it can be heard up to 2 miles away just because they have like a throat sac that will drop down, and it sounds a little
something. Mikey, come here.
Listen, you guys. Susie, come here.
Going after the grass. Got it. What do you want to do? Do you guys want to go see if we can find their cousins?
All right, so I was actually telling them, every morning they wake up, they have a very distinct call.
Susie,
and they
you go find their cousins.
Drop down. And so this call, if you had it in your
The white faced Gibbon? White cheek. All right.
Oh my gosh. So kind of like an alarm clock. So probably not the best choice for pets. They are very neat to watch, and there's actually a family of Gibbons around the corner.
Yeah.
What'd you think of those, Suze? I see footprints. Somebody's been walking around here in their bare feet. Where are who?
Oh, yeah, the wilderness get burned. But.
Yeah, I don't think they're just done.
Around this way towards the Maharaja Jungle Trek. Which is where the tigers are, and that's where I was headed, anyways. Oh, there is a little one. You see it sitting up top?
Yeah, there are two little ones. One's at the top, and then one's just right above dad.
Are they the same age? Are they twins as well?
I don't think so. I think one's a little bit older.
Yeah, they said the youngest way, the other girl was saying she's about to turn one, he's about to turn one in February.
Is the lighter colored one? Sorry.
The lighter is mom. No, that's okay. So these animals are dichromatic, which means they're all born blonde, so they blend in with mom out in the wild. Both males and females will turn black around 7 months old. The boys will stay black, but the females will turn blonde again when they reach maturity. Huh. Yeah, and researchers
And then match with the babies.
Yeah, and so they have no idea why they color change like that. They think it's maybe because gibbons mate for life, but you know, there's really no way of knowing. But yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, these guys, they live in the rainforest.
Can you see them?
Southeastern Asia.
You can't see them.
Yeah, you guys keep having fun. Any other questions about them? No, it was blocked though. That's where the construction wall was. Jumped over to the tree.
Mikey, watch it. The little one's up on the tree. Do you see him? Do you see him? Oh, here comes a littler one. I don't see
him. Look at him go.
Wouldn't it be fun to just be able to swing around like that?
Yeah.
dragon.
The Komodo dragon. This is a tiger print.
Yeah.
Hey, Suze. Susie.
Is he out right now?
No.
Okay.
Too cold.
Too cold. Yeah.
That's sitting under a heat lamp. That would be a tiger footprint.
But one finger doesn't fit in there.
It's because it's actually like back here. That's where the thumb is.
This is the Komodo dragon. He's not out right now, but that's a picture.
That's who would be here.
Okay. Let's go see what else we can see. Aunt Nikki and them are here, so we need to keep moving. All right, Susie, what's next?
Jungle trekkers, please apprehend that tigers are frequently encountered in the ruins ahead.
Ooh, look at those dogs.
Look at the pretty colors.
Wow,
look at the back of their heads.
You see the orange one?
I think that must be the barheaded goose. Right conditions, four-headed geese can fly over 50 miles an hour. That's almost as fast as we drive on the interstate. Hmm. And migrate 1,000 miles in one day.
1,000 miles? That's a long ways.
Four-headed geese get their name from the two black bars on their white head.
It's only two? It looks like three.
Nope, look up top. Oh, the bars?
Aren't they pretty?
Let's go see what else we can find.
Can I go see
birds? Oop. Wait, you hear them, Susie? It's the brown one in the water.
That's a duck. That's
something. What's the brown?
It's a shell duck.
Okay. Is that just a local Florida native, or is he?
Oh no, it's an Asian. Okay. Asian duck. There are some African shell ducks, Cape shell ducks, and different kinds. This is just an Asian version. Okay. This is the male right here, and the female has the white face.
Is it nesting, or is it just hanging out?
She's just taking a nap.
Okay. I didn't know if they were nesting. I was curious.
Yeah. No, not yet. Maybe a couple more months.
Spring. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Let's see what's in here. Oh, bats. You want to see some bats?
We've got to be quiet around the bats, okay? They said they don't want to be too loud, okay? We got to be quiet in here by the bats, okay? Put your hand in your pockets. They're inside the cage. It's okay. Not these. These eat fruit.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Over here we've got our Malayan flying fox, and over here soon, hopefully when it warms up a bit, we'll have our Rodriguez fruit bats.
Do they ever come through the bars?
No. The bars are specially measured so that their wingspans cannot get through. Hello. How you going?
Those are bats. See, there's another one up there.
Do they bite people?
No, these don't bite people. They like fruit, just like Mikey. Did you know that? He looked for a while. He goes, what are those? I said, they're bats. Do they bite people? I said, no. Are they nice to people? Yeah. Hey, Suze, come look over here. Look inside the box. Stand up, Mikey.
Stand.
You want to see the snake? Come here. Or I guess it's a lizard. It's a tree monitor. He's up on the side. You see him, Mikey? Look at him. Look at the colors. Here he comes. Look at how he just climbs up the tree.
They eat bugs that help, and it helps the crops grow because they're bugs. They eat the bugs that would eat the food that people are trying to grow. Did you know that? All right, Mikey.
All right, Mikey, you're going to have to hop out and walk for a minute. Oh, sorry. Thank you. I see a deer, too. There's a small fence you can kind of see. You see the tiger? Over here. The deer is way in the back.
Oh, way over there. There's the deer way on the other side. By the log.
That's right. Oh, so there's deer farm.
Oh,
he's sleeping back there in the bushes.
There's another one. Two tigers.
Can you put your foot there? No, in that one that I pointed to.
My foot's too big.
That's what I thought. Oh, there's the tiger again. I'm setting you down.
I got it.
Hold on. If you look, you kind of look in that little dip, there's a little bit of a...
That's a bit cruel, isn't it? Disney World to see a deer eating.
Sure, why not? Have you been over to Epcot?
Yes.
Did you go in the Living Seas?
We did see the dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the corner, there's a restaurant where you can sit and eat in the aquarium, and they serve a lot of fish.
Oh, I want to see a tiger. Oh, I'm like, look, it's right there in the bushes, mapping.
I just felt something.
Can you see the one lady there?
Mommy.
Nope.
Grandma.
Oh, sure enough, that's a tiger roll.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also
a mine.
Thank you.
I'm scared that I was going to fall off.
Oh, come here. Did y'all look in here?
No.
Can you see them? You get a good view of them? No. You want to go play with the tiger in there?
No.
We might be able to see the other one up here that's sleeping. Can we? Oh yeah. Oh, they're sitting up now. It's kind of sitting up. It's got its head up at least.
Funny.
What time's feeding time?
It's usually around lunchtime.
Because that one's pacing over by the doors, back and forth. We were just kind of wondering. How do they usually feed the feed the tigers?
They'll bring them inside.
Then hide stuff? Or?
Well, there's food for them already inside, so when they bring them in, they'll eat their food.
Okay.
And
then they come back out. So they're not fed on stage. Then. Thank you.
I don't know if you can see it, but...
Thank you. Let's see. So we've seen the tigers.
We've seen the tigers, so where are we going next? Where do you want to go next?
We're up at the top. What does it say is up here? Deer? Is this the deers?
What it's all about. Antelope.
Yep, here's the picture of the animal. Oh, there they are. There's the little antelopes.
Those antlers are these. Yes!
I just saw them.
I can't see the little.
Just look over here to the right.
Oh, wow!
Do you see them now? Oh, look down. Look down. Mikey spotted it first.
Whoa.
That's a peacock, I think. Black butt. Black buck.
That'd be funny if it was a black buck.
The males have the horns. That has to be what they are, the black bucks. Like the others there. Oh yeah, I guess that one there has just a male right there.
Mikey, please don't push that through. Get that away. You could hurt the animals. Bantings.
What kind of deer are those? Does
what is it called?
You?
What does it say?
Black buck.
Black buck deer?
Oh, there is an antelope.
Antelope?
I think.
Thank you.
Susie, come up here, Mama. Hop up.
Climb up here. All right, so we just left this. Now we're going back here.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see the bend next.
Okay.
Let's hope that continues. Okay.
Oh, put the trek guides back. Susie.
Susie, apparently got to put it back.
Why? You do, and then that way we have bird guides inside, so you'll have a hand free to carry the bird guide.
Put it in it.
Cool. I'll recycle these back to the beginning, and you can get bird guides in there.
I think we got everything that's going to fit.
Pull the door, Susie. Or not. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Can you get the other door, Susie?
Thank you.
Thank you.
My good deed for the day.
All right, baby. Woo! How many of those do you think we'll find? Up and around.
Oh, there's one right there.
Oh, yeah.
Susie. I think I saw it on yours. See it up in the tree, Mikey? Looking at you. Stand up. Well, you're missing the ones down in the water now. What is it? Can you read it?
I think it's the Nicobar pigeon.
I think so, too. There's more birds on the back. The mandarin ducks. No. What is that? It kind of looks like it. Is that one? Yeah, that's that one. That's that. You can kind of
see.
So that. Yeah, there. You can see the yellow in the head. Oh, a lot of people. That's the one in the back. Yes, that's the phallocate. You can see the greenish colors as it turns its head. And there's a bit of the stripe and brown and white.
We don't have that. It may not be right in this section, honey. There's more to look at.
Let's go.
It can fly around the whole area.
Oh, yeah. Good spot, Susie. I see it, too. Oh, there's this one right here. There's a white here, and up above it, it's its partner, I think. There's another with the white.
That's a pigeon of some sort.
Pied imperial pigeon, I bet.
Yeah. That's it.
The other one, though, was pretty. Oh, look, Susie, right here. Look at this. We got two of them right here, two different kinds. Come closer, get out of the people's way.
See, this one has green.
See,
this one right here, Susie. No,
please. I think we're going to just have to, maybe we'll come back here with everybody, okay? Guys, maybe we'll come back here with everybody, but we need to get going, okay? Yeah. All right, got to put him back in the box. Mikey, can you give yours to Sister so she can put it in for you? All right, hold your head. All right, Mikey, hop out.
I got so many.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.